الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه على رجعه لقادر. In the previous ayats we read that how Allah Ta'ala has created man, and one of the very basic things which the kuffar of Makkah, the non-believers of Makkah, just could not comprehend in any way, that how can man come back to life again. On one occasion, one of these non-believers brought a piece or a bone, a very old bone of a human being, and threw it in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, "What do you say that your Allah will bring us back to life?" They just could not understand and could not accept that a person will be brought back to life. So yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala explains it is not even any difficult, it is so easy to understand that Allah Ta'ala will bring a person back to life. And also we should remember just this belief, all the correct beliefs amongst them, that we will again be brought back to life again, we will be resurrected. That will be sufficient for a person to finally enter Jannah. And of course, after, may Allah protect us all suffering in Jahannam, but then you will enter Jannah, and forever and ever, if our beliefs are correct, amongst them the belief of the life of the Akhirah, that we will be resurrected and brought back to life. Without our beliefs being correct, then it is eternally in the fire of Jahannam, and we just cannot imagine what that place might be. And when we believe in that, then it must translate into our actions also, that our actions also correspond. And if that happens, then without any punishment in this dunya, at the time of maut in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, a person will enter with great honor into Jannah. May Allah, out of His kindness and tawfiq is only from Allah, bless us with that type of a life. Anyway, in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that man has been created from the semen, which is in the man also and in the woman also. And the details of that, that way it is kept, the reservoir of it, and then how it is, it comes out, it mixes and a child is formed. And it is also that Allah has imported, or Allah has bought the raw material of semen, that also Allah is the creator of it. And a little bit back in the history of the semen also will make man to ponder and realize the great qudrat of Allah, and that it is not difficult at all for Allah Ta'ala to bring a person back to life. That semen was from the blood was from the food that a person ate. The food came from, or from the ground. All whatever grows, grows from the ground. And even animals that we eat, they eat the food of the ground. So Allah created us from that. So Allah is the sole creator of everything, not just a not a manufacturer who gets raw materials from other places, works on it and then produces something. Allah is the sole and only creator of each and everything. And in that again, when Allah has created this human being, which also is with many other ayat, many places in the Quran, in the previous ayats also, that how Allah Ta'ala formed the baby in the womb of the mother, with that also is a great, great fascinating and a great proof of the great qudrat of Allah. A complete factory just in that womb of the mother. And not one, two factories, but how many women are carrying babies at this moment? Some are delivering, some have just conceived, in some of them the life has just come into the baby, but whatever it is, the formation of the child, and not one thing, for yet we find specialists in the heart also, or different types of specialists. A bit about the lungs also different, but Allah is the only creator of all the organs. And in that small little baby, Allah Ta'ala, when there was still no life, Allah made the heart, the liver, everything. And then what we perceive more easily are the things of our senses, our eyes, our ears, by which we hear, we see, we taste, etc., we touch, we feel. All these senses also, Allah is the only creator of all of them also. So when Allah Ta'ala has created all this, and man is invited in many ayat of the Quran, here also Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقْ. Man should consider, ponder about. We don't take out the time, we get this few minutes together that we discuss this. But a person, Allah says, on a regular basis, this muraqabah should be made, that from what am I created? From that drop of sperm. Then we go a little bit back in there. In that one drop of sperm, Allah has kept our eyes, our liver, our kidneys, our nails, our hair. We can't imagine our brains. What Allah has kept. So how great is Allah? When that is the case, what is it difficult for Allah to bring a person back to life again? When Allah made him the first time, when there was nothing of him, nothing existed, there was no human being, and Allah created him the first time, just to reverse the action again and bring him back to life is not difficult for Allah Ta'ala at all. So this aqidah, belief that we will be resurrected, which is one of the seven basic fundamentals of our iman. Aamantu billahi wa malaikatihi. All our seven basics, one is that we will be resurrected and brought back to life. Further with that belief, Allah bless us with that strong belief, and we prepare our lives according to that also. Then inshallah, it is a one-way straightforward ticket to Jannah. No transit, no going via any place, but directly to Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala in His kindness bless us all and our family, our progeny till the day of Qiyamah, also with this correct belief.